Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux. I'm your host, Touch Energy UK, and as always, listening to From the Top was Rumbling Highway for Mission Street from Sonic Adventure 2. From Sonic Adventure 2, Bright Sound for Dry Lagoon. And not from Sonic Adventure 2, we had The Prodigy with Voodoo People. And that track is actually somewhat of a tie-in to the theme of tonight's show. However, we'll get onto that in just a moment, just a smidgen of time, as I do the usual bump that was, you know, going through the forum. Not the forum, no. We can go through the forum if you like, and list down the 100 and whatever is members of Eon, if you so wished. But we'll do our usual thing of who's in the chat today? Who's in the chat? Everybody knows who's in the chat. From bottom to top, we have a wide video of a Twinbee Mark II, the almighty Turbo, who's going to upgrade to Ninja Force eventually. Staff Sonic AD, who obviously came after Sonic BC. SJSSF, go! Shelly Fox 04, Ringtail Fox, Miles Prower, Logocas, Hawks, Gerbilsoft, Fly Fox, Fast Feet, D'Artagnan, Fly by MK, Joshua, Birdie, Rory, and the immortal, one and only, he's the king of Sonic, it is, of course, Trembot, and he's come for your soul. And also listening are Blake Draco and Echo Hawk and a couple of other people. Yeah, Turbo eventually, but of course you have to lose Zordon in the process. Someone will get that. And basically today I am going to. Turbo's now well confused. Aww, diddums. Yes, where was I? Where was I before I began and lost my place? So I've been my entire show prep has been slightly distracted by this wonderful pizza that I ordered and arrived just before the start of the show. The show was going to be called it was going to be called the Pizza Inbound Show, but unfortunately it's now the Pizza Is Here Show. I'm sure I said the Pizza Almost Disappeared Show. I've got about half a slice left of what was a small Domino's pizza. It's gone. Alright. So my mind is kind of befuddled. So they never get it. And apparently he fails. But anyway, the point to what I was going to make was today's show is actually going to be about you, That's you guys listening in. Yes, you will have to do something for once. It's very simple. You do something, or otherwise the show just not gonna happen. Minor ultimatum, however, is in keeping with the style of today's show. I want you guys, okay, to tell me your favourite films, your films that are your guilty pleasures, okay? We just had a track from The Prodigy, which was actually used in one of my guilty pleasure films, so I've actually watched three times this weekend. Vija says viewer interaction, oh no, we're doomed. Yes, it's terrible for a radio show to actually, you know, have to encourage the people listening in to actually, you know, contribute as opposed to letting somebody wrap it on. But as I was mentioning, it's Voodoo People appearing on the soundtrack to one of my guilty pleasure films, which is Hackers. And I watched Hackers three times this weekend, after probably about a year of not seeing it. And I also, when I watched Friday, one of my other guilty pleasures of a film, in that I also watched Waterworld. Now, obviously, Waterworld kind of falls into this big, massive check, so, but sorry, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy the plot. I like the script for what it is. And yeah, just, it's all sorts. The deacon, the leader of the smokers, is just awesome. they're trying to replace his lost eye, which what appears to be a sort of large ping pong ball, and trying to paint an iris on it. It's like, this doesn't look any different to me, just big massive eye sticking out, it's as fake as anything. This is really funny. And of course, the social commentary. One of Echo Hawk's guilty pleasures is the Jurassic Park series, more or less in its entirety, she says. But yeah, I want you guys to PM me. Email's been a bit of a twitch at the moment for Sonic Rex. So what I want you to do is PM me. That is specifically PM me if it's, you know, if you're in the chat room, or totally if you know where I am on MSN, you're not in the chat room, you can PM me via that, with your guilty pleasure movies, your favourite films that are your guilty pleasures, and also tell me why. And we'll go through those, and hey, you might yourselves be a fan of Hackers or Waterworld or something like that. I'll be incredibly surprised if there's anyone who would like to nominate more Waterworld as one of their favourite films, apart from me. But yes, used all that. Blake Draco says David Lynch's Dune. Ooh, Dune. Now, I know for a fact that Echo Hawk's dad is a big Dune fan. So, there we go, you've got common ground, Blake. You've got common ground with Echo's father. There's only some way we could get you two together. Oh, wait, sorry. somebody got there first. Erfart says, Elton, does the Wallace and Gromit series count as a movie? Because as soon as it was released, I got the awesome A Matter of Loaf and Death. Wherever it was pants, though, I blame DreamWorks. We'll also always love The Wrong Trouser, which is the first one I watched. Evil Penguin is awesome. Do I really need a reason? No, you don't. That's a very good... that is a very good choice. Very good choice. Obviously, are just masters of their genre and of their particular stylings. Okay, apparently Earthart's been able to give a reason, which is okay. My reason is you can see the love, blood, sweat, and tears put into the animation quite literally. It is very true. It's very true. The sheer style just oozes, and also the attention to detail just oozes, you know, charm and effort. It is really quite something. Vija says, alright, I'll play. My guilty movie pleasure is the Clerks series, or Clerks, depending on which way you like to say it. Specifically, Dogma and Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, because Silent Bob is the best actor ever. Yes. So I will take that as your opinion. But it's like saying, it's surprising actually, because obviously a lot of people say that Gromit is one of the best actors on TV, just because of the way everything's, just his reactions are sort of, he's like this master character. And we got a couple more coming in as well. What I'll do is I'll leave you with some more music. We'll come back. Do go through some of the questions and some more of your guilty pleasures. And coming up next, it's something that I think we were supposed to have last time, but we didn't. That's namely Dragon Road from Sonic Unleashed, of course. And then after we've got Haunted Ship Act 2 from Sonic Rush Adventure. And I've even put on the introductory bit for Dragon Road Night. Aren't I nice? That's coming up next, and we'll be back very, very, to say very, soon. This is Music Up Radio Redux.
Are you ready?
Thank you.
we're back. Hi guys, sorry if you hear anything random in the background, the house more or less next to me, the as it's now daylight, sort of earlier and later, they've taken it upon themselves to do their usual thing of daylight hours and just be a pain in the ass. So yeah, so a random music is going to be blaring out probably at some various times during some of the shows from here on in. Anyway, okay, so the forum has been talking about many things, including Power Rangers after I started that. Resident Evil has joined, Resident SD rather I should say, and he was thinking, how cool it would have been if Voodoo People had been in Sonic Adventure 2. Now, I've suggested that it might have been absolutely ideal for the battle with King Boom Boo. Which Resident SD kind of agrees with, saying that the boss battle did go on for a bit, so it would have been good to have a bit of Prodigy in the background. And I certainly agree with you. Perhaps we should get Prodigy to do the next soundtrack. I have now lost no idea what Earth I was talking about. Huh. Anyway, SJSF says it has to be Street Fighter due to the hilarious bad acting. For example, quick, change the channel! And let's see, Earthart's gone on to say that Grumpy is the one who wears the trousers in the family, also the fact he never talks and all the emotions are in his eyes. He also likes Night Monsters Inc. as the last great Pixar movie, though he's yet to see Wall-E. And Black Knight is the only decent film in the last year or so. I was going to say, Dark Knight, he says. Bloody Sonic games making me confuse movie titles. Earthart, Dick Earthart cries. Answering a little question there. That girl am I. No one has said anything, so we'll skip over to some questions and answers and questions from Q&A UK. Drawing of Sonic fans just does a massive load of questions. Which among other things, says, do flame walls put unsuspecting people to sleep due to the flame's heat? No, not due to the flame's heat, John Simon, it's more due to the smoke inhalation, and the, you know, the nitrous poisoning. Question two is live or learn? And apparently I can't pick both. Well, surely if I learned sufficiently, then I'd be able to know how to live. And if I lived sufficiently, I would, of course, learn things over time. So you can't really pick one without the other. It's like, is your heart open? Is question three. Well, if it wasn't, there would be no future for us. And I would have to set it free anyway in due course. Would you either run like a sword into the heat of day or fight like a knight until the fight is won? I would probably fight like a knight until the fight is lost. Frankly. In addition, in a rain, could you save each and every one till the war is won? Do you think you can win the war at the same time? I would say you should work on trying to increase the amount of songs that you listen to. But to open, to answer your question, as opposed to open your heart, I would not be able to save a rain, because I didn't have a rain. And it did rain, and I caught some in a jar, and then put it in a place which would prevent it from losing any of its contents due to conduction or convection, of just through sheer evaporation. It's kind of hard to say. And do you think I can? It depends entirely upon the war, to be honest, as to whether or not I'd be able to, you know, win it. If it was the war on terror, I could probably, you know, I could give it a fair crack of the whip, but, you know, it'd be kind of difficult to do, I would have thought. Pink hair or evil pigs? Joy of Sonic Fans asks, giving me a link to the PlayStation game Tombi. I would say pink hair, because if you make pink hair slightly darker, you get sort of red hair, and then of course you get Trippy, and Trippy's awesome. So, and also Trippy would punch the evil pig on the nose, and it would make a fat nose. And she would also kick it in the backside, and wrap its tail up with a biro. Yeah. Seventh question. Will you ever put the MP3 of Charlie Got back up? I've got no idea what you're talking about, this Charlie Got Back thing. You're intimating there was some kind of song, maybe. Probably not. No, I will do. I will do at some point. I should really maybe do the entirety of it at some point. I say I should. Charmy should. It's kind of hard to do Charmy nowadays, though. I keep yawning as well for some reason. Oh dear. That's kind of bad. Anyway. Anyway, so. What's going on in the chat now? I've answered those questions. Actually, there was one more. There's one more question. Will the eighth question prevent you from me of using Demix's Magnificent Seven as a backbone? No, but by saying by indicating that you were using it as a backbone anyway. Could you really use a list of questions as a backbone? This is somewhat worrying for your skeletal structure. You know, it's all very well, you know, using set of questions to, I don't know, you know, prop up a table or something, but to actually use them as your spinal column is bordering on insanity, and I'm now decidedly worried for you and your mental faculties. What's going on in the chat room, AUK? Well, they're still talking about movies, apparently. Let's have a look. See. Resident C says that it was way too many DVDs and Blu-ray discs, and it's not good. That's no good. Sherry Fox says that that's quite good. I had to study the book for school a few years ago. This relation to Mice and Men, I would imagine. I've got a Mice and Men story, actually, which I might as well relate to you, as there's no other point in time. To give you a clue, scholastically, it's a good word, scholastically speaking, obviously we had Well, I used to fraternate in the secondary school years when I was about, you know, in my teens. They very much believed in mixed groups, which was rather unfortunate for me, in the sense that my English group was just... I swear I was the only one that could read. Or had a vague interest in the subject. As such, I wonder if I've told this before, actually, it doesn't matter. As such, when we got round to Of Mice and Men, when it came to reading and reading the various parts of the book, the various characters, basically I ended up being most of the cast. At once, I literally did most of the cast. Including George, Lenny, Crooks, and several of the other important male characters, and the main narrator. It's all... it was kind of hard. Resident Evil says, I guess Guilty Pleasure would have to be Snakes on a Plane. This is one of the funniest movies ever. And the fact that it's not meant to be a comedy makes it even funnier. Heather points out that it's actually the old version of the movie, and it's very well written. It's odd that they changed the ending. How did they change the ending? I'd be interested to know how they did that. Resident SD agrees that... I'm not sure if he does agree, actually. He says it definitely Pixar's best movie, though Monsters, Inc. is still my favourite. That's probably about Wally, I would say. And apparently Earthheart says, in the book Lenny goes off with the other guys and continues to work at the ranch. In the movie he runs away. Book was kind of a hopeful ending. Movie was a very depressing ending. Resident SD says that for me, I've very rarely seen movies. The last movies I've seen were Quantum of Solace, Dark Knight, and Iron Man. Sherry Fox 04 says, I still haven't seen Quantum of Solace. I still haven't either seen Casino Royale, mate. So, you know, I'm not interested in Daniel Craig as an actor or in as James Bond. I really am not at all. I don't think I particularly missed anything. Dissident SD says, and now I want to watch it, and I'd rather watch it on Blu-ray. Mars Prayer agrees that Wally is awesome. Dissident SD says, here. Sherry Fox 04 says, Wally is a good movie, although a bit of a predictable ending there, and that kind of ruined it a bit for me. Earthheart also mentioned A Little Shop of Horrors, apart from some of the more girly songs, while the better musicals. Which version of Little Shop of Horrors? Are you talking about the Jack Nicholson version, or are you talking about the probably the version that more people are familiar with, which is, of course, the Rick Moranis version, which is much more of a musical? Apparently, Femi and Mean Green Mother are two awesome songs. Earthheart is indeed the Mean Green Mother from Outer Space, and he's bad. But apparently musicals kill the IRC chat room. Resident SD says, well, I gotta make a gap between us and the snakes. Just call me Snake. Back to the questions, when hopefully we'll have some more stuff going on. Dark Gun says, since chances are I won't actually listen to this particular show till, I don't know, May, perhaps you can leave me a message from the past, in the future, or something like that. The date at the moment is the 29th of March, 2009, is approximately... oh, I don't know, 7:52-ish. I would like to announce, Dark Gun, that I really wanted to say this. I've been trying to find the best time, but I know you've been searching so much, but I am indeed your father. I know this might come as a shock, especially to your mother, who's never even met me, but I'm just that awesome. Ramdrang says, could you return this book to the library before it closes? I could, depending upon the book, the library, and whether or not there is a, you know, some sort of thing. By thing, I mean, you know, bus route or something near that goes near public places and stuff. Question two. Ram question says, if something falls into the woods and there's no one to hear it, does he still make a sound? There might not be no one around to hear it, but there's generally a camera following his every move. I'm surprised he doesn't notice this yet, that there's a camera following him around everywhere and capturing his life on celluloid. So he will still make a sound because it will be picked up by the microphone in the camera when he face plants into the forest canopy. Question for you is, do you know you still owe me a room 101? Saucy. Question four, can you tell me the winning lotto numbers? Well, okay, 12, 17, 32, 35, 40, and 48. Those are the winning lottery numbers. Not telling you which lottery it's for, but those are indeed the winning lottery numbers. Question five is, and what if I beg for it six, please? Beg for what? Beg for the room 101. Again, saucy. I can't do a thing on this laptop, unfortunately. When I get a nice new computer, then hopefully I'll be able to do the fiddly thing with the sound card and be able to record audio and or put audio through everything. Yeah, I can't do it on this work laptop, unfortunately, because I'm using a Sega laptop. SMX says, how is your PC situation going? Still there. Question two, is SBO's financial situation? I don't know, as I... SBO, I've forgotten where we were with your story. Were you doing... weren't you doing something for, Metal Sonic, allegedly, on the basis that,
on the basis of what?
On the basis of, you know, you were poor or something and there was a better deal or something by going to Metal Sonic and working for him.
I can't remember.
It's been a while since we did the storyline ones, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. Do you want me to continue with this or do you want to get on with the show?
Well, to be honest, I'm kind of lost here. And what's your guilty movie pleasure?
I don't really watch films. I much prefer reading books.
I see. Okay, so what's your guilty book then?
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Okay, SBA, we're leaving you now. Question three from SLX is, how do you check your podcast hits? The answer to that is, I don't. Primal Moron says, colours are symbolic. What colour best symbolises you? Black! Black as night, black as coal. I want to see the sun... something. Blow out from the sky. We'll see it painted black. Black as midnight, black as pitch, blacker than the foulest witch, etc. I don't know. I don't know actually. My name. Apparently, the question is, my name is Primal Moron. Why am I primal? I'm assuming that's because you can't you can't you can only be divided by yourself and one. That's a fact of the universe. Actually, morons can only be divided by themselves and one. Question three. Oh, jeez! I just boned my tails. What is your first reaction? In what sense did he just get boned by tails? I don't know. My first reaction is good. Question 4. Who would win in a fight? Goku from Dragon Ball Z or Super Sonic? Super Sonic. On the basis that, you know... Well, since Super Sonic's really, really fast, and Goku would be too busy going, Kamehameha! Or whatever it is he says. So I'll just walk up to him while he's doing it and just kick his ass and then disappear. What's your view on Super Mario Bros. Z? I haven't seen it in ages. I forgot what goes on in it. Question 6. If you were a Sonic character, what animal would you be? What would your name be? And what powers would you have? I would be an echidna because echidnas are cool. And, you know, they've got to propagate the species. Like, hey, it's Cal. My name would be Mystery the Echidna because I'm just about to say a really lame name. I'm Mystery the Echidna. Hello, I've got a top hat on, the small beard. And my face is blurred out by a massive question mark. It makes it very difficult to see where I'm going, but hey. Great chat up line with the ladies. Hey girls, wanna have a look at my punctuation? Question 7. Sorry, I've got to go. Where's little moron's room? Next to big moron's room. Teleku points out, yeah, I think it's gonna be in a kid there. It's almost all over the entire site. Joe Fury points out that would be a grey echidna with the power to control the airwaves. He also says that I have an idea for a user group. Will you make it? Depending upon what it is, and if you bother to actually tell me what it is, who knows? I may very well do so. Earthheart asks, where be my good ship Heartless parked? Parked anywhere, it's a boat for Christ's sake. I mean, have you checked the nearest waterways, Earthart? Blake says, do you wave a cane when I do that? No, what I do actually is it's a cane made out of an exclamation mark. Most cool. Heading back to the chat room. I will have some more music in a minute. But no one's really sent me some more stuff. Everyone's now complaining that my watch is wrong. Well, it probably is, but I don't particularly care. Bum 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 bum. Earthheart makes points out that it's the Rick Moranis one. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me. And Fox F4 says the most recent movie that I've watched properly was Death Note and Death Note The Last Name. There were film formats I couldn't care less for the anime or the manga or whatever. I really enjoyed it. RSD is 72. Blimey, you're ahead of time! Is London 5 minutes ahead of the Midlands? Technically it is. And especially there's a delay on his end, indeed. Nothing worse than a delay on your end. I can repeat them at the end of the show. What will I need to repeat? I'm lost now. Oh, what are the numbers? No, you missed it. Now you have to sort it. You have to listen to the show when it goes up. I think this week's weather is coming live from some sort of wildlife sanctuary. So, yeah, there is some birds around actually. You should also be able to hear quite possibly some music in the background from next door. Actually, sounds very similar to T.O.P. actually, from Sonic X. So. You know, stop playing Sonic X, blast you! There we go. Another corner! Do 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 do! Epa epa na banana! Echo Hawk says to Blake, who then says to me, he's gonna be cheating on me with a dead echidna. I can see it now. Well, I was thinking, you know, getting a bit adventurous myself, but, hey, I feel that's set against it. No background music, no one can hear it. Oh well, it doesn't particularly matter, does it? In fact, it's probably a lot better that way, especially as an aircraft going over at the moment. I hope it's an aircraft. Bloody big missile, if it isn't. Actually, that wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. It's music time! And I haven't prepared any more music. That's a bit silly of me. So, we'll have some more music, and then we'll have the last few bits, last few questions, and then all will be well. Okay, so we will have, let's see, what can we have? Ooh, I don't know. We have Egg Dealer from Shadow the Hedgehog. And we'll follow that up with... Oh, I don't know. With a quick, another Shadow the Hedgehog track, Event Professor's Fault. Then we'll have the Sleeping Egg Zone from Sonic Chaos, because that was in the news recently, coming to the Wii, I believe. Wii, on the WiiWare? Not quite sure. So we'll have those, and we'll come back for the last knockings of questions, and also your guilty movie pleasures, and things like that. Get them into me very, very quickly, for we are running out of time. We'll be right back. And there we go. Okay, so...
No one else has spoken. No one else has sent me anything, in which case we'll just go for the last of the questions.
Why have I got that question from the past appearing? Yeah, I see I've got a question from the past here. I don't know what's going on. Vija asks, who ate the sandwich? The answer is the same person as who ate all the pies. Let's see. Tarek says, have you read Power Rings? Yes, I have. Have you read my fanfic? Probably not. Might have. Not sure. Says, MFS stands Mystical Forests Sprites. The forum for Mystical Forest Zone. So have you seen those sprites by Deebs yet? No, I haven't seen them. I haven't been given a link. What is your best imitation of the Werehog? Oh, God.
Things are getting ragly.
Oh, no, I never tried to do... I can't do Sonic, so I can't do the Werehog. I was a member of SSMB before it crashed. Can I have an SSMB refugee rank? No, because you were already here. when will the presence of Ouija disappear on Eon? It has. For ages. Ouija's been gone for ages. I don't know what's going on there. Question 7. Have you been to homestarrunner.com? No. Because I really don't rate the Homestar series at all. So I don't particularly rate Penny Arcade at all. Sorry if you guys love that, but, you know, it's just not my thing. And... Can people stop asking me for sprites? Okay, guys, I am not going to provide them. Fire in the Hole says, I have a few questions. Can you give Ram Dragon her Room 101? It seems Ram's, the idea of Ram as Room 101, is popular amongst the Eon populace. Question 2 is, do you know where the computer room is? Funnily enough, I do. And you know what? I am not going to tell you where it is. Because I'm a bastard like that. is anything you have that you would just like to burn? Matches? Which one? Do you have a pet? If not, do you know anybody who does? I do not have a pet. I have a fiancé. Apparently not for much longer. And yes, I know many, many people who have pets. Stratos asks how annoyed you get when somebody snipes you on well before the round begins. It's just boring. Not as boring as Two-Fort with somebody putting the turret in that particular position, which means that you just, that the only way of doing anything then is to just be a spy or sniper and therefore just continue going on, doing the usual thing of, yeah, you jump across the bridge, jump onto the thing, die. That's incredibly entertaining. Let's see, anyone else? Earthheart has something to say? Actually, I would like to ask, how can I be a refugee if I was on Eon before SMV died a horrible death? Apart from the obviously the power it gave me to bully our members. You'd not bully other members, Earthheart. Stop pretending you're such a horrible person when you're actually not. You had powers on SSMB, and so did Shadza, obviously, and so did Mr. Raccoon. As a result of which, with a possible influx of people coming onto Eon, which in the end never materialised, I just wanted it there to be people there who had powers and who were, you know, responsible moderators that would be able to help out Ram and Blake. As such, you are one of those people. It would be a lot easier for me just to create a specific rank for those particular people, which is why you and Shadza had that particular rank. Rory Raccoon, you, Shadza, Rory Raccoon, whoops, I don't think Fly by Fox has, but she might. But you guys all still have limited mod powers on Eon. Might take those away at some point. But yeah, I think it was just a good call of business that we decided on that. Anyway. I am off now. I'm off. I'll leave you with one more piece of music, which I would like to be Under the Sea in an Octopus's Garden in the Shade. Alternatively, we can have, I don't know, something from, I think vocal from True Blue. And Sonic, you can do anything. We'll have that to end the show. I am now off to get massacred on Team Fortress 2, most likely. And anybody who wants in on that is more than welcome. But yes, yeah, so we've got Sonic, you can do anything. And I shall see you next week. There's definitely not going to be a show on the Easter break, I can tell you that now. But that's 2 weeks' time. So I shall see you next week with something else regarding, you know, some sort of show thing. That will be interesting and, you know, hey, it's keeping SSR alive. That's what my show does. It keeps SSR alive as a medium until such time as the creators and owners of the radio station can come back and do something on it. So, I've been ArchNGK, and this has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.
In heaven,
big alive,
oh, now shoot me.
Two, one.
We're going to have fun. Say, nice song.
Hey, Calabar.
It's about that bar.
What do you mean?
You been late.
Going home.
Nice song.
Check it out, eh?
Live alone.
Leather leg.
Get in place.
What do you get, say?
Fast jet.
Doom, room.
Cosmic zoom.
That's a
jam.
It's Sonic Boom.
This is Sonic for ya. This is Sonic for ya.
You're all I need, okay? You got the power to save the day. The power's in your mind to shape the planet, to conquer time.
Supersonic Boy,
the deepest in the tide.
Supersonic Boy.